Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show World Cup champion with Germany, Sami Khedira, and he's here to talk about not just how the World Cup is coming in the summer of 2026, but this summer the World Club Cup will be taking place June 14th to July 14th in many cities across the U.S. Sami, welcome to the show. I know you're from Stuttgart, and I've spent a lot of time in the Schwaben. I had friends in Schwäbisch Gmünd and Obst Gmünd, Wasseralfingen. Any of these towns sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I know them. I also have friends there. So good to have me, and good to hear you.
I once went to a discotheque called Die Tenne in Wasseralfingen. Do you know that one?
I know that as well, yeah. So it's like super Swabian, yeah. I feel like home. I feel like home with you.
Very good. I went to the World Cup, the Weltpokalmeisterschaft in 2006. I got to see, as I have relatives in Nordrhein-Westfalen, in Solingen and Paderborn. And so I got to go to the USA-Czech Republic game in Gelsenkirchen, where Schalke plays. When you were a kid, because you were going to be on the team the next time around, what did that do for you when the World Cup was in Germany in 2006?
Well, I was in a youth team in Stuttgart, so I was just a fan, a supporter, and I think this World Cup in Germany showed up what does it mean that one country hosts a big tournament as the World Cup, and to open their mind and to welcome the whole world. It doesn't matter if you come from South America, from Africa, from Asia, and that showed that even Germany, who are not well known for that open-minded and friendly society, but we learned a lot from them. I thought it was quite an amazing tournament that we had. And me, myself, I was like with the Germany shirt, with the Argentina shirt, on the street celebrating, and just had a wonderful summer, especially in Germany, with like 4 weeks of great sunshine. So it was rare, but it was a perfect summer, and that can show the profit of a country and of a younger generation. And that's why I'm really looking forward for the World Cup 26 and also for the Club World Cup, what we have this summer here in the U.S.
As a German-American, I grew up rooting for West Germany when I was a kid. I'm a lot older than you, and I always felt comfortable when you were in the team because you were box to box. Maybe you were a six, maybe you were an eight. Could you really define it? Because I don't want to say you were a defensive midfielder, because you got forward as well. Did you kind of take pride in being versatile like that?
Yeah, I played the position what the coach or what the team really needed the most. So I was like able to play, as you mentioned, a sixth, and just to be like the defending part, what I did the first 2 years in Madrid under Jose Mourinho. But then on the other hand, with the German national team, or then later in Juventus, I was like a number eight, so like a box-to-box player, defended at the same time and scoring goals. So at the end, it's just like the adaptation, what your club or what your team really needed most at that moment. So unfortunately, I had like more skills than just maybe destroying a game or just scoring goals. So I had like both of them.
I mean, you just mentioned Real Madrid and Juventus, two of the biggest teams ever from La Liga and Serie A. But when you came from VfB Stuttgart to Real Madrid, and everyone's like, oh, this is the new guy, there's so much pressure, the Galacticos, the Bernabeu, and you were able to embrace that and to thrive. What is it about pressure that doesn't affect you, like makes you rise to the occasion?
Oh, it affects me a lot. Maybe I didn't show it, but I had the trust of my coach, and from the first training session, he believed in me, and he, Mourinho, was that guy who brought me to Madrid. And then, at the end, I'm totally convinced that you have to show up on the pitch, and you have to work hard, and if you stay humble and like discipline, and then at the end, you will get what you deserve, and that was the point. And I was just curious and super excited to play for the biggest club in the world, as Real Madrid. So I felt the pressure, but I do love pressure, because just under pressure, you are really able to give your your best and 100% performances. So otherwise, if I'm seeing like the lineup for the Club World Cup, for instance, you see like Manchester City, Juventus, as you mentioned, Real Madrid, my former teams, PSG, and all the big players with Haaland, Messi, Mbappe, for instance. So then you know they're like one of the biggest players and athletes in the world, and they just improve under high pressure competition. So that's why it's so important to play for big teams or playing big competition as domestic league, but then also the Club World Cup or the World Cup with your national teams, right?
How fun was it at Juve, you know, with those ultras, La Vecchia Signore, the curva sud, and as you mentioned, you get to play more as an eight, you're scoring a lot of goals. I mean, that fan base that embraces you, how great was that in Torino?
Oh, it was from the first day. It felt like home because the club is a bit different. It has like their own DNA, and I really loved it. It's like more, let's say, humble. It's like more as a family feeling, but also really ambitious. So, unfortunately, we never won the Champions League. We were like a few times super close. But like my former club, it seems like that they own the Champions League. But anyway, so it was a great experience, even to have like a different culture, a different mentality, a different language. So I'm still connected to a few guys, and I made really friends, even if they're not involved in the club anymore. But honestly, Juventus was one of my best time as a professional football player.
I have to ask you too, in Brazil, playing Brazil, beating them 7-1, and you scored a goal, and Klose and Müller and Kroos. Did you fear for your life after winning 7-1 in Brazil? Because I can't even, to this day, I can't even bring it up with Brazilians. That was the worst thing that ever happened to them in their whole lives.
Yeah, 100%. And also, even as a professional, I felt a bit sorry about them because they were so ambitious, and the whole stadium was like fully packed with Brazilian. But on the other hand, we are competitive guys. So what I can say that we'll try to be super respectful and compare to the audience in the stadium, to compare to the wonderful country, the host country of the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup. So that was a special moment, I think, for in history of football, but also in a German history. So. But we gave our best, and we had a really good day. Maybe Brazil had a bad day, but we always tried it with the most respectful way that we can go.
Last question for you, and I know you briefly were at Hertha Berlin at the end of your career. I know you've been in broadcasting, and now you're representing FIFA as an ambassador. Do you know what? Do you have anything next for you? Like, are you thinking about doing more broadcasting, coaching? What's on the horizon for you?
No, so first of all, I'm trying to representing football. So and even for now, that's why I'm here and with FIFA at a Super Bowl. But we have a big tournament ahead. So looking forward for the Club World Cup we're hosting this year in the US, but also for the World Cup next year. I think a unique opportunity for the Americans and to show up and then. You know, for the grassroots, you know, to inspire by young generation. But personally, I do a bit of broadcasting, that's true, but one day I would like to be a part of an organization or a club and to be kind of sporting director and to create and believe in this future of success and all my experience, what I did during the World Cups and doing then the station in my club to bring it and to share it with the younger audience. And that's the thing. But for now, I'm really enjoying to be free, traveling, supporting football and even a part of FIFA and creating new memories and new history.
Very cool. Yes, and I should mention, this summer at a city near you in the U.S., we'll have the FIFA Club World Cup, Man City, Paris Saint-Germain, two of Sammy's teams, Juve, Real Madrid. You can go to fifa.com/tickets to get the tickets. Now, Sammy, have a great Super Bowl, and vielen Dank, mein Freund.
Vielen Dank. Thank you so much, and hopefully see you.